got it. Others don't.
America Tonight, coast to coast, and all those spots in between. You might be listening to us in one of those spots. You know what's great about America Tonight? You can always throw in your two cents. I don't care what your opinion is. It's about conversation. We're not locking anybody out. So I'm going to give the digits right from the get-go. I'm feeling generous. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I hate it when talk show hosts give out the numbers and you don't even know what they're talking about. But I think it's kind of cool to do it on this show occasionally. Because after all, then you can brag to your friends that, hey, I got this woman's digits. I don't know. Just thinking out loud. Trying some of my comedy material on all of you. Sorry. Sadly, this is not a comedy that we're talking about in Arizona, although you can rest assured if you tune in to Saturday Night Live, if you've watched any of the stuff on the networks, the late night talk show hosts, there have been jokes that have been made over Arizona and the new law. And everybody has an opinion on this. I think of everything I've talked about on the air besides presidential races, which would be the second Bush term and Obama running against McCain. This has gotten the most reaction of anything just on the surface. Just all you have to do is let it leave your lips and everybody has some initial thought about it. And that's why there's so many lawsuits that are being filed. That's why there are lots of people that are also backing up the governor and backing up others in the state of Arizona that say, listen, we didn't really have many choices left here. We have to do something. We have to help clean up the streets and clean up the messes that are part of what's become a war zone in some cases along the border. And, of course, Arizona is a huge crossing spot. And the reason it is because it's easier to get across. You have more Spartan desert areas. And the Border Patrol is stretched so ridiculously thin. So with the lawsuits being filed, now there is blowback from many law enforcement types in Arizona who are saying, I have no intention whatsoever of honoring this. I have no intention of making my officers do this, or as an officer of the law, even though I'm supposed to follow the letter of the law and I'm supposed to enforce the laws, I refuse to do this. In fact, one of the officers in Tucson's already filed a lawsuit saying that it's unconstitutional and there's just no way you can tell if somebody's lawfully in the United States or not, or in Arizona, just by not racially profiling them, by looking at their skin color, what they drive, how they talk, how they dress, all that sort of stuff. So I don't think the law really sees the light of day anyway. Here's what the sheriff in Pima County had to say about the law and the fact that he has no intention of enforcing it.
So we're kind of in a damned if we do, damned if we don't situation. It's just a stupid law. I've been a cop for 52 years, and if I tell my people to go out and look for A, B, C, or D, they're going to do it. They'll find some flimsy excuse, perhaps like a tail light that's not working, as a basis for a stop, which is a bunch of baloney.
Yeah. Okay. So he's saying it's just nonsense that people are, same thing that the Tucson cop said, they're going to have to racially profile people, and that's what's going to happen here. The other big story, and you should have an opinion on this because it affects all of us, is that oil spill in the Gulf. It affects all of us, I say, because gas prices could be jacked up as a result of the platform, the BP platform, sinking and spilling and leaking all that oil. And also the fact that the fisheries, the communities, and all along that whole area, the shrimp, the oysters, they're all going to be affected if it hits oil. The slick has reached the mouth of the Mississippi River. It's right along there. And you're going to get that lapping on the shoreline in those thin lines. And this could end up being the worst oil spill that we've ever had in our history, especially from a platform. Remember, the Exxon Valdez was a tanker, and that was terrible in Alaska. Awful. But this has the potential to be worse. They cannot cap this leak so far. There are all kinds of questions about what went wrong. But at this point, with so many boats out there, with the Coast Guard trying to solve the riddle, the focus is really in trying to prevent the oil from reaching the coast. And I don't think they're going to be able to do it. I mean, I hope so. I have my fingers crossed, but I do not think so. So does this sour you on offshore drilling at all? The environmentalists are pumping up for a lot of their own protests. Al in Canada, hello.
Hi, Kate. You know, that volcano in Iceland did a lot more to hurt the environment than that oil spill in Mexico. It's a bad thing what's going on in the Gulf of Mexico. But in 1989, the environmentalist extremist said, you know, it's the end of the world when the Exxon Valdez ran aground. And remember when Saddam Hussein set fire to all the oil wells in 1991? Iraq.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Know, it's Kuwait. And, you know, the environmentalist whackers says, oh, we'll never recover from that. You know, planet Earth is a lot tougher than people give it credit for. I mean, oil is made from dead dinosaurs, right? It's called a fossil fuel, right? It's
right.
Made from dead dinosaurs.
Right.
So when those dinosaurs were alive, they couldn't destroy the Earth. So how the hell are they going to destroy the Earth now that they're dead? after I'm dead and gone, I ain't going to hurt anybody.
I know, but here's the point of this whole deal. With the oil spill, it will affect, if it's in fact going to be the worst one we've seen, Al, it will definitely affect the wildlife. It will definitely affect the people who make their living on the shorelines there because of the fact that they won't be able to do what they normally do until the whole thing is cleaned up.
Right, but it doesn't,
you're right, in the sense that... No, it won't be permanent, and for me personally, we have no choice. We are too dependent on foreign oil. I thought it was the one thing I agreed with Obama when he came out and said, let's go from, you know, the Atlantic shores all the way down to Florida. I thought, bravo, finally, we're on the same page, because we have to do it.
I thought the president just said off the coast of Virginia. Didn't he say just
no.
Off the-
All the way from Delaware down to Florida.
Because if you look at a map, the coast of Virginia, the Atlantic coast of Virginia is only about 50 miles long. So it's not saying very much. But, you know, I think they should be offshore drilling off the west coast and in Alaska. We need the oil. I mean, why on earth did God put the oil in the ground if he didn't want us to use it? And one quick comment about Arizona. I think everybody in the U.S. and Canada, everybody in North America should be fingerprinted. I know you're going to think I'm crazy, but won't be the first time or the last time, but I think everybody in North America should be fingerprinted. And the cops should just stop anybody at random. They scan your fingerprints with a scanner like they do at the supermarket. And, you know, bada bing, bada boom. They'll check your, are you legal or are you illegal? And then all these left-wing loonies that are screaming about racial profiling, they'll be happy because...
They won't be happy. They'll be screaming about this is a police state, and then you'll have a lot of people on board with that thing.
Yeah, if everybody has to be fingerprinted from the president down to everybody, how is everybody... And when you do it to everybody, how the hell is that discrimination?
Well, you're right if you did it to everybody, but then, first of all, you have to get everybody, thanks, Al, you have to get everybody out of the shadows to be fingerprinted, and I don't go along with that. I don't need to be fingerprinted, please. They've got a birth certificate on us, right, if you're here in the United States with your footprint, you know, the whole footprint thing. I don't go for more Big Brother action than we need to have. I mean, really, we don't want that. We don't want to go so far to the other side that we give up way too many rights. That's why America is the greatest country, and it's the home of the free and the brave, right? Stay with us.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat?
I'll say at the Kentucky Derby, nobody's hoping for a kick in the head. But at Churchill Downs, the fastest 2 minutes in sports unfolds. One of my favorite, just favorite things to do is to watch the Kentucky Derby. Yeah, I don't spend like the whole day watching it, watching everything that's going on. But, and I've been to Churchill Downs. I feel blessed that I had the chance to do that. It's a really cool place to go if you ever get a shot at it, except for that Louisville becomes the land of fruits and nuts because there's just so many people that go to the Derby. And it's fun and it's a crazy party, but the party's really a big party. So this year's party is on Saturday, and we're doing the Trifecta Challenge just for fun. In our third hour, the last three segments, there are horses 1 through 20. You just have to pick three numbers. It can be any number. What's any of the numbers, any combination of the numbers, but it has to come in. Trifecta means in order. So if you say 25 and 18, if those horses happen to come in that order, bada bing, you have hit the jackpot, my friends. Not only do you have bragging rights, but you win our prize pack here on America Tonight. It's actually, I think, even easier than Nail the Score, but not necessarily easy to win because it's the same thing. It is like picking lottery numbers. There's no guarantee of the who's going to come in and where they're going to come in. So you could have a long shot in the middle of that. It's, you know, anybody's guess at this point. It's so funny because you'll see all the horse racing experts come out of the woodwork and they'll be interviewed and they'll give you all these theories on speed numbers and turf in the last races, and that does can play into it. But it doesn't necessarily amount to a hill of beans when you got that nag, that long shot, that how did that happen when the Kentucky Derby or come in second or third? You still got to run, the thoroughbred still has to run the race. So keep that in mind when you call us in the third hour to play the trifecta challenge. We got to have some fun here as we swing into the weekend. So here's the scoop. One of the trainers, this guy's a cool customer. He's a good trainer, to say the least. His horses have run well at many tracks and in many big arenas. And he is somebody to bet on. He's somebody that I would think has a shot at this. And he's got a cool horse, Devil May Care. His name is Todd Pletcher. Here's what he had to say about the Derby.
She does what she does really well. She gets into a good rhythm, 12, 24, 48, and she kind of keeps doing that. So that's what we need Johnny to do, is just to find her rhythm, let her get into her stride and play to her strengths. You know, it's something that hasn't happened very often, and, you know, that's one of the things that we weighed is, you know, what's her value if she wins the Oaks versus the Derby. And, you know, obviously it's such a special feat that we felt like there was more upside to this, and just, you know, the fact that she wants a mile and a quarter.
All right, and the favorite horse, I've said this already a couple of times, is not Pletcher's horse, the Devil May Care. It is Looking at Lucky, and Baffert has certainly a great shot at this. He's won a couple of the Derbies. In fact, I'm going to say it's three Derbies, and this horse is a pretty good horse. Looking at Lucky was last year's champion two-year-old male. He won some very, very big races. Now, for Devil May Care, there is something about this horse that I think in some races has had a kick at the end, if that makes any sense. But you care about the numbers. That's what you're looking for, the numbers. Not so much getting bogged down in all of the particulars of the horse. So we'll talk more about that, but coming up in our third hour, the trifecta challenge. Before we get to that, we have our own challenges politically to talk about, and what a crazy couple of weeks it's been, I think, politically. All kinds of things happening. I mean, on the heels of the dreaded health care reform, which we don't know what's going to happen to that, the surprises await. We don't know what's going to ultimately happen as it gets parsed out year by year by year, but that's over with. So now you move on to financial reform. And it's interesting with financial reform. What's happened now is the moratorium, I guess, has been lifted from the Republicans, who were really holding their ground. I mean, they were holding their ground as far as the idea that we're going to keep filibustering. We're not pushing this baby forward. So it was 2 days, and then ultimately it's like, okay, we're going to have this discussion if we can come to terms. If we can come to terms. The still sticking point is the bailout. Banks too big to fail. And with all of us, that is a sticking point. I mean, nothing infuriates me more when I have to go back to 2008 in the fall and think of what happened to our country and what happened to, you know, so many Americans who had no clue. It was like they were blindsided. They might as well have stuck a gun in their face and demanded all the money. And I'm serious about that. So we don't want to keep reliving the past. And in moving forward, ultimately, what has to happen in this so-called financial reform? And I don't even think they should use any kind of words strung together that say too big to fail. Because at this point, nobody, I mean nobody, wants to hear that. And that has been the contentious part of this whole thing. Are the organizations, meaning the Wall Street banks, the banks, etc., are they going to pull this together where they have a fund, and if somebody's starting to go out, they have the money to handle it, where it's not taxes, it's their own slush fund. But if you have a slush fund, then what's the incentive? The incentive is, oh, well, we can't, you know, we are going to fail, so we're just going to go out. boom, boom, out go the lights. Sorry if you were one of the customers. And I don't like the idea of the slush fund either, but I certainly don't want any more bailouts. So you have the Goldman Sachs 7 grilled a couple of days ago. And were they scapegoats or were they complicit? Was it a lot of this their fault because they were responsible for those crazy mortgages, so much of them that sank the country? And there are people that are actually coming to the aid of Goldman Sachs and saying, you know, that they're just being held up, but it's not Goldman. You know, it's not Goldman Sachs. There are a slew of others that you could throw into this. So what the deal is now for financial reform is the debate is really basically turning into details. Kind of a honey-do list, I think. And it's Chris Dodd who has to be the honey that's doing the doing, because he really wants this to be his last hurrah since he's not running for re-election. But, of course, how could he under the smoke and mirrors of some of the deals that he made, some of those backdoor deals that he made that lined his own pockets, let's say. So Senator Richard Shelby from Alabama writes the list, and other Republicans are hoping to rewrite the bill so that it actually ends bailouts and it actually protects the consumers. But it doesn't hurt the small banks, the community banks that all of us live around. And it brings more transparency to the crazy world of derivatives without sacrificing any kind of job motion, any kind of job creation. And the Democrats certainly favor, they do, they favor taxpayer bailouts for failing banks. And I don't know necessarily that when they headed into the discussion that changed. So Dodd now said there is a chance for a bipartisan agreement on the three major issues in dispute, setting rules covering the future failings of the large financial institutions, which is what we care about, establishing something to protect consumers from themselves. Now, something to put in place for new protections, and then also regulating what I just said, those derivatives, the risky investments. So the status quo can't stay. I mean, I don't care how you look at this, whatever glasses you have on, rose-colored ones or not, you can't think that it can stand the way it is. But a lot of liberals favor using the bill to break up large banks, and they say that they want to seek a vote on the issue. Then you've got the Federal Reserve and the Treasury Department, which I have concerns about both of them anyway. They're raising concerns about a provision in the measure that would forbid banks from participating in the derivative thing. So there may not be a deal to really be had here. Maybe over a couple of cocktails they soften up. Stay with us. Odds and Ends next.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Fascinating is thing. You delight me, and I know you're speaking of me.
Coming up, I'm going to give you those odds and ends. Kate, hanging with you here on ATN. Get ready for our big challenge, trifecta challenge, in our third hour, last three segments. By the way, you can always email us your guesses, too, and I'll make sure that I read them on the air so we don't have anybody crashing into the numbers, because you're just really picking three numbers, 1 through 20, and trifecta means it has to be in order, and you're trying to pick the three horses that will come in order, win, place, and show in the Kentucky Derby. But you don't have to know about the horses. You just pick numbers. Pick numbers. That's the way to do it. Do it blindly. It's like pin the tail on the donkey when you're a kid. You know, they blindfold you. Ooh, and you try to pin the tail on the donkey. I sucked at that. I didn't know how to sugarcoat it. I was terrible at that. I can remember we were in New York then, and I can remember going to parties, and that was the everybody did that. Everybody did that, and they did, like, a pinata. That was another hot thing. The pinata, I was good at that. I was good at smashing the pinata and the candy flying out, but I was not good at pin the tail on the donkey. I don't think I came. I'd, like, get on the wall. I'd be by the donkey's head, and, yeah, I wasn't good when they blindfolded me, let's say. I was always trying to figure out a way where I could see through the blindfold. I know, Donovan, did you, when you went to childhood birthday parties, you remember playing pin the tail on the donkey, or you didn't?
I remember playing it once or twice.
Were you any good at it?
I was never very good at it either.
I mean, I was nowhere near it. And you know, you're a kid, you sort of want to be in the range. You don't want to be laughed at, but I was just never in the range. You won't get laughed at here on America Tonight. The key is you just play, we have fun, and maybe you nail the trifecta, then you'd seriously have bragging rights. I mean, you really, really would. And then the last thing that we did, we did the Fair or Foul. Everybody did so good. Everybody won at least a book, which, by the way, they're all on the way. And it's like the Pony Express in Texas in our satellite facility, but that's what happens. And Steve Kay won the Cobra S2 Golf Club, which was exciting. That's a huge prize. That club is worth like $375. Anyway, I'm all over the map here, and let me rein this back in. I have one final thought on financial reform. We're going to be talking a lot about this. This is not going to wrap up anytime soon. I don't think so. Because there are some language issues and three big main issues that have to be dealt with. But here's what Senator Saxby Chambliss had to say from Georgia about this possible new vote on financial reform and how they're getting a little bit closer.
Well, what has happened, Rick, is that we have been in discussions with the Democrats over the last several days with regard to potential changes in the bill that we can hopefully get together on a bipartisan basis to make. And while we haven't really been able to change the bill in total, there have been some significant agreements between Senator Shelby and Dodd on critical areas. And, it's a bill that now is going to be brought to the floor for debate, and we're hopeful that there will be any number of changes through amendments, so at the end of the day, we do get it right.
All right, he's saying we did get it right, so we'll see. We'll see if they did get it right. I think in Philly, they're getting one thing right. You know, they've had some terrible public relations nightmares that they've had to deal with lately as a city. But like so many other places, they're strapped for cash, frankly, and they're short on police officers. Isn't that scary? We don't have the funding for enough police officers. So here's what's happening, because they can't respond to all the calls. There's so many fender benders in Philadelphia. Basically, the Philly police say they respond to about 70,000 auto accidents a year. 10,000 don't really need a cop. It's the typical fender bender. So starting next week, accidents that involve cars or SUVs or whatever that can be driven away and they don't have any injuries to report, they can exchange the information and file a police report on the phone. So if there's an issue you don't feel can be resolved without the officer, they're saying, they will evaluate it on the phone when you call 911 and decide whether they're going to respond. There are other cities who already do it. Chicago. Let's copy Chicago because it's so great there, right? Could there be more violence on the streets? But anyway, in Chicago, they're doing that. They're doing that same policy. So they're taking a page out of the Windy City's book. And initially when I heard about this, I thought, that's not a bad idea. You know, some things are ridiculous. But then you think of the insurance claims. Have you ever had a fender bender? I've only ever had one. And it wasn't my fault, it wasn't my fault at all. The guy swerved into me, and it wasn't very much damage on my car, and it wasn't really very much on his, but boy, he got hysterical, came out of the car, was screaming at the top of his lungs. I was stunned. And I had never even had an accident. I knew what to do, but I had never had to do it. And it did become important because of the insurance thing. So when I say that if somebody has had problems with their insurance, if they've had problems with how their rates are going up because they've had XYZ accidents, well, who knows what they're going to claim? Okay, so sure, over a phone now you can get this information and file the police report on the phone. Forget that. I don't like that idea. And if it's a really simple thing, I guess I can see it. And 10,000, that is a lot. But I can also see a lot of problems, and I can see a lot of claims that get screwed up as a result of that. Plus, like I said before, and no kidding, do you really want to copy anything from Chicago? The answer is probably not. The big story on odds and ends, though, continues to be the oil spill, the fact that it's probably going to hit shore for sure tomorrow or on Saturday. I heard some parts Saturday that you're looking at and what it's going to do to the fishing industries and stuff down there. And ultimately, will it sour Congress on the idea of saying yes to Obama's idea of the oil drilling from Delaware all the way down through Florida? Now, I think the debate is certainly going to get a lot hairier than it might have initially been. And this was, I thought this was like the best thing Obama did. I was so on board with this. I hope it doesn't kill it, because we need to have it. It's an unfortunate accident, and ooh, the timing does seem so sadly suspect, doesn't it? What caused the accident? BP is not saying. They don't know. They're worried about containing it, so the investigation on that end is not really where the tension is at this point, right? Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Okay, 70,000 accidents a year in Philly, is that what you said?
70,000 altogether, 10,000 fender benders.
Man, I know those people root for a sorry football team, but my gosh, they can't drive either?
No, I'm sorry, the worst drivers in the United States live in Texas.
Oh, I know, I've been there, Kate. I scared the hell out of me the one time I was in Dallas.
Because the problem is that they drive like they're driving a rocket ship, but they're not paying attention.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, you with a stick in your hand, blindfolded, I wouldn't be in that room. I'd scare the living out of me, too.
Touche.
Hey, by the way, I don't know if you noticed, but okay, I should have brought this up last night when you let in with the Cowboys, but, you know, the Super Bowl is going to be in the new stadium next year.
Of course I know.
And boy, are they, I don't know if you looked at the Cowboys schedule, but they play all the teams that were in the playoffs in the NFC and the Colts. So talking about the league trying to make sure Dallas doesn't make it to that Super Bowl at home, you know? Hey, I always say if you're the best, you can beat everybody, right?
That's right, and then you can really brag.
Right. So, and by the way, did you hear about, also there was an article in USA on my athletics. I don't know if you saw that or not, but it kind of made me laugh because they're talking about Moneyball, the book, you know, about Billy Beane and how he's used, you know, certain strategy to build a ball team, and I guess they're even doing a movie on it with Brad Pitt, for crying out loud.
Right.
Here, and I thought to myself, well, you know, this is kind of funny because Billy Beane's been our general manager for 13 years, but we haven't been to the World Series, so, you know, it's kind of like you're talking about a bunch of nonsense because it hasn't turned us into bigger than the World Series, you know? I mean, if he'd have won a World Series or we'd have at least been there, and then I could say, hey, maybe the way this guy's thinking is, you know, right. So, listen, one last thing I want to share with you, and I brought some friends tonight. I've been meaning to do this for a long time, to bring some friends to share it with you, to talk about illegal immigration. You know, last night, Jay, when we were talking about it, if somebody was listening, you know, and this is the sad part, is that I get sick and tired. Anytime you say I'm against illegal immigration or you're for deporting people back, all of a sudden you're a racist, you know?
Right.
I mean, it's like, I'm not a racist, Kate. I lived in New Mexico for a year. I lived in Ecuador and Colombia for 2 years, you know, learned Spanish. You know, I could just see where this is leading to if we don't cuff it, you know. But listen, I cued a group, and I hope I've cued this right, and I want you to take this out for about 30 seconds. Are you ready?
Right.
This is a message to all of our friends who are coming up here without proper documentation, okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll give about 30 seconds. You tell me if you remember the group or not. It's from way back. All right?
Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah, it's no fun being an illegal alien. That would be Genesis, right?
Did you get it?
Is it Genesis?
Oh, my God. I knew you were a rock and roller like me. That's pretty good. Phil Collins and the guy.
Phil Collins, you can't. It's so such a distinct sound. And we've played that song so many times. And, boy, I'm telling
you. That's an old fun one there, Kate.
It is a fun one. You have a great weekend. Thanks, Don. 800-259-5791. If you want to throw in your 2 cents on any of the stuff we're talking about, feel free to belly up to the bar. It's wide open. We're not closed yet. Coming up on the flip side, we can count. Oh.
my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Of We Can Count here on ATN. How about Oprah Winfrey? Man, she cut some of the biggest deals I think I've ever seen. She has to be the most powerful woman in America, certainly, and maybe beyond that. So anyway, the Oprah Winfrey Network, the 50-50 joint venture between Oprah Winfrey's Harpo and Discovery, announced that they had secured a significant commitment from Procter & Gamble, the world's largest advertiser. So check this out. I mean, you know P&G, right? If you brush your teeth with Crest or you use Tide or you've ever had a diaper, a baby, that's for use to, Pampers, then you know Procter & Gamble. So the deal, $100 million over 3 years. It includes the purchase of Time and integration into the programming and all that other sort of stuff. Man, that's incredible. The network's not even going to be on the air until January of 2011. It doesn't have a full programming lineup, has no audience, and no basis for ratings or demographics or any of that stuff, other than everything that this woman has ever touched when it came to her show turned to gold. So I guess Procter & Gamble decided it was worth it was worth the chance that this network would take off. What's $100 million when you have much more in that vault somewhere in the back? Wow. Amazing. On a different note, $8 billion. That's a big number, isn't it? Well, that's what it might cost to clean up that leak in the Gulf that is five times worse than they initially thought, with the gallons and gallons and gallons and gallons and gallons of oil that are pouring into those waters off the coast of Louisiana. Could hit the shoreline by this weekend. It's a mess. $8 billion, big number. BP is going to pay through the nose for that. And they should. They made the mess. They got to clean it up. And generally, I think most of us want to know what sank that platform. And let's hope that if there's a way, whether it's through the fire, by skimming the fire on the top, or thinking of some other ways to keep it away from the shorelines, let's hope that happens. It's not looking good, though, because they can't cap the leak. That's the problem. With the platform on top of it, that's what's made it so difficult. So it's almost, let's say, a 90% chance that you're going to see pictures over the weekend. If you turn on the local news or national news or whatever, you're going to see pictures of oil and wildlife and that kind of stuff just doused in oil. If you're looking for a job and you want to go after people, you can work for the three dreaded letters of a different kind. That would be the IRS. We've talked about this before, but it's just official. The IRS processed more than 230 million tax returns last year, paid $127 million in refunds, and received 68, this is crazy, 68 million phone calls. Yeah, how about that? 68 million, of course. But starting in 2014, they're going to have another job, and that's making sure all of us have health insurance. I just hate that so much. I don't know, it's just, I don't like the feel of it. I don't. Other people will say, well, that's just insane. You're a smart lady. Aren't you really looking at this the right way? That means everybody has it, right? Why should we pay? Why should we pay? I can think of scenarios where that shouldn't happen anyway. If you don't want it, why should your 22-year-old kid, and I agree, maybe you should have health insurance, but you don't want to even get the catastrophic. So why should you be forced to get health insurance? Under the new law, it doesn't matter, it's a law now. Under the new law, Americans who can afford health insurance but refuse to buy it will face a fine of up to $695 or 2.5% of their income, whichever is higher. That's nice. Because they're assuming, well, it's got to be somebody that's not making much money. But if you are, you're going to pay 2.5. More than 4 million Americans will probably be subject to penalties. And even higher numbers, that number will climb by 2016 if they don't get health insurance. So you have no choice. You have to get health insurance. The enforcer is going to be the IRS. That's it. You know, the IRS does have the ability to put liens on things. They can take your property. They can go for jail time for people who don't pay taxes, Wesley Snipes, and so many people who have unfortunately been in that position. And now you've got this health reform law that's going to be pretty much, what, voluntary? So this is going to be tough. And the IRS is going to be in a spot where they're going to be sending notices, I guess, to people. That's what they're going to have to do. They're going to send out notices. But I think it's going to be tough initially, especially, to enforce this. And the administrative costs of this and the amount of people they're going to have to hire, they're going to have to hire over 16,000 agents to enforce the health insurance mandate. That does mean one thing. It's going to make it harder to carry out the real job, right? Collecting taxes. Yeah. Only 64% of taxpayers who called the IRS during the tax filing season last year reached an IRS person, a live person, a rep. That's pretty poor, don't you think? And that obligation now is going to be worse because it's not going to be about a lot of this is going to be about the healthcare thing versus paying the taxes. Anyway, that's the number on We Can Count, but here's another one that was interesting. I dug up somewhere on some website I saw a 21 foot-tall baby. The picture is hilarious. I saw the picture, and, I mean, obviously, the baby's not a real baby, but the baby looks so lifelike, and it's a baby that's in Shanghai, China. And if you just saw a picture of it, you would think, I'm serious, you would think that this baby is real. It's an animated baby that Spain created for the pavilion they have at the Shanghai World Expo. And it's just a giant doll. And this doll breathes, blinks, dreams, all that. Can I say dreams? How does it dream? I don't know. Say dreams. But it was constructed in the U.S. And honest to God, you saw it from far away. It looks like a real baby. 21 feet. That's a pretty big baby. 21 feet tall. All right, we're back to challenges, and that would be lawsuit challenges. There's two of them. Illegals are supposedly planning to leave Arizona over the new law. So many are upset. That's what the newspaper reports are saying in Arizona. If you turn on the local news there, people are up in arms. We're leaving. We hate it. We hate Arizona. It's racist. So now you have an Arizona police officer and a Latino group who filed the first legal challenges for this new law. A Tucson police vet, Martin Escobar, who says there's no way that you can confirm someone's status without really racially profiling them, their skin color, what they drive, what they wear, how they talk. And there's also a Latino clergy group that sued Thursday in a federal court in Phoenix, the National Coalition of Latino Clergy and Christian Leaders, and they're looking for that injunction that I think they're going to get or someone's going to get that would prevent the police or the authorities, really, from enforcing the law, meaning the police would never be out on the beat driving around and actually worried about this law or trying to enforce it. So it was signed last week by the governor, and all this already. The U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, earlier in the week we told you about this, says the feds may challenge the law. There's many more Hispanic and civil rights groups that are planning lawsuits. And I think it's gonna be a really big deal, even for the ACLU. They were the first to announce they were going to do it, so they're planning a lawsuit, too. The Mexican-American Legal Defense and Educational Fund, they're doing the same thing. I could probably fill 4 hours on the show with people who are filing lawsuits. But it's really the injunction or the referendum that will stop this cold in its tracks, and most likely the law will never see the light of day, but it is the point of we've got to do something here, and it means that the congressmen and the senators have to get off their rear ends and collectively come up with a way to figure out how to handle illegal immigration, the growing problem that it's become, how it's flourished in this country for the past 2 decades.